the big advantage of CEREC is that it's one visit. So the patient doesn't have to come back twice. There's no temporary crown to wear. You have a chance, the patient has a chance to actually see the crown being designed on the screen. And most patients don't necessarily know what they're looking at, but they can see something about it and say, oh, I don't like the way that corner shaped for my front tooth. What will it look like if you make that corner more square? And that's not going to be a big thing for most patients, but it's all kind of happening right there where you can get a ton of input in. The disadvantage, there's probably the big one, is the person is numb when the crown is put in. They're usually still numb. So the bite may be off, so we may have to do more adjusting later. The CEREC cannot do all of the materials that the lab can do. The lithium disilicate, the hardened glass crowns, it was actually designed to do those, and it excels at doing those style crowns. Since it's not quite as strong as the zirconium dioxide, you do have to take more tooth away to be able to do it. So for someone that's looking for a more conservative type of shaping, that's not really the best material to go with. The CEREC can do the zirconium dioxide crowns, the really hardened ones, but we don't have in the office the ability to slowly fire harden these crowns. The labs spend about 11 hours doing it. In the office, we're spending about 45 minutes. So it's just as hard, but the hardening process does make the crown look a little more opaque. So the CEREC crown is, for the zirconium dioxide, isn't quite natural looking enough to use on like front teeth in the aesthetic zone. So I would say that CEREC is something that can be used when you have a tooth that doesn't need a really high aesthetic sort of design. So sometimes if you're doing a front tooth with CEREC, that's a little harder. Sometimes it's nice to have a master ceramist who's designing that one. Or if you're having to do a shade that's a little more difficult, it's just, that's kind of hard to do with the CEREC system. But the crowns are harder than traditional crowns. And they fit just as well as a traditional crown does. You just have to be a little more picky on which case you select to do with the CEREC as compared to what you can do in the lab. You can do anything in a lab. We have to be a little more selective with CEREC.